Hello?
Hello, good evening, sir. My name is Joe, calling on behalf of North Service. I am not selling anything. I'm just conducting a survey to voters in Ohio. Can you spend me a couple minutes and share your opinion with us, to voters? Just a couple
voters?
Minutes. Voters? Yeah, are you going to be voting,
yeah.
Correct? Okay, just a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be brief, okay, sir? First of all, to make sure that I am speaking to an adult, you are over 18, correct?
Yes.
Okay, second. You're between, just, I don't need your age, between 18 and 29, 30 4, to 49, 50 or 64 or 65 or older?
50 to 64.
You sound very young. Now, the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Latino.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, there was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, it's still a long way, a time way away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you. Moving forward, in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
Economy.
I'm sorry?
The economy.
The economy, okay. Jobs and the economy. Moving forward, so I can get you back to your evening. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day? Of a few days before the election? A few days? A few weeks before the election? Month before the election? Or on election day?
Months before the election.
Thank you. Now, in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
Issue one.
Thank you. Moving forward, so I can get you back to your day. Now, here is a summary of one of the issues in this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue one, summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion.
No, I voted no.
Okay, thank you. Why did you vote no on issue one?
Because it supports abortion, and I'm anti-abortion.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward, and I'm almost done here, sir. Now, moving forward, you said you voted no on issue one in November 7th election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue one? On election day?
As soon as I saw it.
Okay. I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos, YouTube, Spanish language online digital ads and video, YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to my door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs or community groups. How did you hear about this?
Well, there's several of those. I mean, many of those, actually. Signs.
Okay.
Facebook. You know, there were several of them.
Okay. Moving forward. Now, when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Yeah, whose opinion? Friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, elected officials.
With religious leaders.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward. Now, did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
Yeah, the opposition just lied. They just drilled at home, and they were just basically lying on their ads.
Okay, opposition just lied. That's what you stated, right? Opposition lied. Okay, thank you. Moving forward. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
No.
No, okay. Now, why?
Because it's a core value. It's a core belief.
Okay. Because it's a core value, you said? Okay, thank you. Moving forward. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No.
No? Why?
Because vote is a privilege and duty.
Okay, voting is a privilege. That's what you said.
And duty, yeah.
Okay, it's a privilege and your duty, correct?
Yes.
As an American, okay, okay. Moving forward, I'm going to get back to your day. Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the Issue 1 debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Legal experts say Issue 1 allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on Issue 1, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Your daughter is young, vulnerable online. You fear the worst, pushed to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Somewhat or very convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you.
Very unconvincing.
Very unconvincing. Yeah, I'm sorry. Not convincing at all. Okay. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban. It ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find
that's very, very unconvincing, because that's a lie.
Okay, thank you. Now, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes in the 9th month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you, sir. Moving forward, like I said, so we're almost done. Now, which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. Now, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
Economy and, yeah, the economy.
Okay. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues you would say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election, I'm going to read it. Economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States.
Abortion.
Thank you. Now, will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in the Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election? Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as a Democrat Party nominee, Donald Trump as a Republican Party nominee, a third party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
Trump.
Trump, thank you. Moving forward. Now, why?
That's the best of the options you gave me.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And now, just a couple more questions, and we are finished with the interview. In what country were you born?
Cuba.
Cuba, okay. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most? With the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, other?
Republican.
Okay. Do you consider yourself very liberal, liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Conservative.
And what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or more than $100,000?
Over $100,000.
Thank you. And what is... I'm sorry, I have to read this verbatim, sir. What is your gender?
Male.
Thank you, sir. And thank you, sir, for taking your time to share your opinion with us. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay? You've been a bit helpful. Thanks, bye-bye. What's up? Hello. What's up, bro? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, hold on. Hang up, Chris.